USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The victims of this week's deadly bank shooting in Louisville, Kentucky are being remembered. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear among the speakers at Wednesday's community-wide prayer vigil as he encouraged hundreds of attendees to embrace love during the event. At the same time, earlier Wednesday, there was the release of 911 calls from the day of the shooting.
Some of the dramatic 911 calls from Monday's mass shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank have been released. People hiding in the bank describing the scene for the emergency operators.
How do you know you have an active shooter on the site?
I just watched it.
How do you watch? You watch it on
the meeting.
On the team's meeting?
Yes.
Has anybody been shot?
Yes.
How many people?
I don't know. Probably 8 or 9.
5 people were killed, several others injured.
Correspondent John Schaefer. A deadly accident involving several semis shut down northbound I-35 in southern Oklahoma Wednesday. KFOR says one person was killed, one other person pinned inside the wreckage near the city of Davis, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is suing Michael Cohen for $500 million. He alleges Cohen breached their attorney-client relationship, among other claims. He filed a 30-plus page lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida on Wednesday. Meantime, police are investigating after another threatening letter with white powder inside was mailed to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Officials responded to the scene. No one was injured. Same kind of thing happened late last month. Bragg is the DA prosecuting Trump in the hush money case. Inflation in the U.S. slowing down.
Inflation cooled to 5% year over year in March, down from 6% in February.
NBC News' Alice Barr says the latest consumer price index report from the Labor Department shows inflation drops in both gasoline and grocery prices. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love
it. If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Drenching rains through the winter months meant reservoir refills and a major dent in the drought in California, but it also meant more water for budding vegetation this spring, which also means more fuel for future wildfires.
We anticipate sometime at the end of May, things will start to kind of turn from green to brown, and then once it's completely dead, you know, moving into the summertime, it's ready to burn, and it's always going to be there until it's either removed or it's burned.
That's Isaac Sanchez with Cal Fire, who says annual grasses that will continue to thrive through spring are especially concerning. Tennessee Democrat Justin Pearson is headed back to the Tennessee State House.
We fight together. We yeah. Throw the message for all the people in Nashville who decided to expel us. You can't expel hope. Yeah.
The Shelby County Commission voted Wednesday to reappoint Pearson back to the seat he was removed from last week. Pearson and fellow Democratic Representative Justin Jones were expelled from the House by the GOP majority for leading a protest against gun violence on the floor of the chamber against its rules. Former President Trump returning to New York City Wednesday night, about a week since his historic indictment. 9:15 a.m. Thursday, he'll head downtown for another deposition by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's filed a $250 million lawsuit against Trump and his company for allegedly cooking the books. Trump has called the investigation by James a politically motivated witch hunt. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.